This is an RNIB talking book.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
The History of Mr. Polly by H.G. Wells.
Track 1.
Introduction by Frank Wells. Reaching the age of 40 is a natural process that causes us much mental pain and gives us the opportunity to disturb our minds. 40 seems to be the ridge. Behind us is prehistory and youth. Before us is nothing but old age and death. This thought, which should have in fact no particular attachment to 40 any more than to any other moment of our lives, is nevertheless a 40-ish thought, and it disturbs many of us sufficiently to make us review what we imagine to be our past lives and decide what we'll do with the rest. Few of us, having made a decision, act upon it, and 40 passes by as forgotten as New Year's days and other feasts of momentary promises. Nevertheless, having done nothing, we never deny that life begins at 40. There are many characters that men would like to be, and they have from time to time been Tarzan, Len Hutton, Peary, and the man in the big top with a blonde in his teeth. Women, too, could wish imagine themselves as Mata Hari, Eileen Joyce, Florence Nightingale, and the blonde in the teeth of the man in the big top. We have some envy of such characters and would like...